Kelly Clarkson is on 98.3 The Coast. The best mix. It's the best mix in the morning show with your coffee talk for Wednesday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Roots Day, a day to celebrate your family's history, heritage, and ancestry. It's also Festivus, a time to celebrate for those of you Seinfeld fans. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, in a December 1997 episode of Seinfeld, Frank Costanza, played by the late Jerry Stiller, reveals that he created Festivus in response to the commercialism of Christmas. The slogan is, "A Festivus for the rest of us." It contains an unadorned aluminum pole instead of a Christmas tree, and for Festivus dinner, which includes a meatloaf on a bed of lettuce, you air your grievances, where you tell others at the table how they've disappointed you in the past year. The celebration ends with the feats of strength, which involves wrestling the head of the household, and the holiday is not complete unless the head of the household is pinned. I still air my grievances at the Christmas dinner table. It doesn't have to be Festivus. Hating romantic holiday movies? Holiday rom-coms are a staple of the season, but in this year of challenging dating and season of no holiday parties, is it hard for you to watch them? In fact, would you rather watch anything but a cheesy holiday rom-com? If you do feel that way, you are not alone. Clinical psychologist Lori Batito told Cosmo that it's because romantic comedies can trigger feelings of loneliness, and because plenty of singles are stuck in their apartments of parents' homes this year, because of COVID, those feelings of loneliness are heightened. Didn't get around to sending a Christmas card this year? Well, no problem there. Send a New Year's card instead. This year, especially, people will be happy to ring in a new year and hear from you, since being together for New Year's isn't happening anywhere. And gifts that don't cost a dime. It's Christmas. We all want to give people who mean the most to us something that they'll love and cherish. But for many of us, things are a bit tough financially. So here are some gifts that are pretty awesome but don't cost any money at all. And they include encouraging and helping someone to pursue their dreams, complimenting someone for a talent they don't even realize they have, becoming a peaceful, calming influence on an emotionally charged situation, repairing a strained relationship, erasing a debt that someone owes you, tackling a chore that someone important to you is struggling to accomplish. Though these times may seem a bit tough and these seem like strange gifts at first, these are the kinds of things that loved ones will remember fondly for years to come. And that is Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.